Let's start with, you want to raise a levy for glasshouse protected croppers. Why?
Basically, we feel that protective cropping, tomatoes especially, are really lacking in research and development in regards to some industry issues they're having. There's a lot of research needed to be done for instance, bumblebees to be able to be used within the greenhouse industry. And we feel that, you know, we're not getting clear enough transparency from our levy, basically, at the moment in regards to vegetable levy.
So you pay a vegetable levy already?
The tomatoes growers don't, but me personally as a lettuce grower, I do, yes.
And what have you received by way of research and information?
Look, most of the research done in regards to my sector being lettuce is generally for outdoor production. There is very, very minimal research done in regards to protective cropping, even in regards to chemical applications and that sort of thing. It's generally, if there's a product registered for lettuce, it'll generally say not for use under protective cropping. So this is the sort of stuff that we need to really get on top of and make the protective cropping industry the forefront, because we believe it is going to be the future.
Under the current structure of HAL, which is under review, is research suffering, do you believe?
Currently, the vegetable research is at quite a standstill. We feel that, you know, the researchers have no confidence in bringing cases forward, and I think it's really going to be detrimental to the industry, because without the researchers, there's no one there helping us, you know, fight the problems we come to day to day. Well, there's no clear transparency in regards to where the money is being spent. We feel that a lot of the funding is possibly going towards marketing and that sort of stuff, not true research and development in regards to, you know, pest and disease control, technology, that sort of areas.
It's not just research, you say, that's suffering, but also your ability to talk to one another. You want funding for a conference. What's happened?
Yes, that's right. Protective Cropping Australia has a conference every second year, and HAL has always been a very supportive partner of this. And last year we were actually received a letter telling us that we will no longer be receiving funding in regards to our conference. Now, our conference brings people from overseas to inform us in regards to technology advances, new products. We bring people from all around Australia, all around the world together in one spot. We introduce them to new technologies like aquaculture and aquaponics. And a lot of industries are actually moving to protective cropping in regards to the berry industry is now moving towards protective cropping to give themselves more protection. The supermarkets are also, you know, asking a lot more growers to see, you know, how they can actually improve their crops and make themselves protected against weather forecasts and heavy rainfall, extreme temperatures. So protective cropping in the future is definitely going to be the forefront of food production.
AusVeg can run a conference.
Yes, they can.
Why can't you?
Look, obviously, AusVeg has quite a large member base. It's very corporately structured. You get a lot of marketing people there, so there's a lot more support, where farmers at the moment don't have the confidence to actually pay a membership to a PIB, because They're not getting transparency of where their money is actually going. So they think, why should we spend a membership, and then realise, you know, that these people haven't got the power to do what we require. So they're basically just keeping their money in their pocket and, you know, trying to deal with the problems themselves.
Could you not link up as protective croppers with AusVeg to make this conference a success?
In the past, we've definitely had a relationship with AusVeg. When they released their new report, there was only, unfortunately, one line of protective cropping mentioned in their report, and it was basically, we were told that, you know, we weren't a big enough sector and we weren't important to AusVeg. And in regards to joining up in conferences, they once again concentrate on marketing, and that sort of thing, where we really like to concentrate in moving the technology forward and bringing people together to grow each other's businesses, basically, and help each other with technology.